It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It's May 25th. My father would be 99 today if he was still with us. Yeah, 99. Wow. And, of course, Speak Out is broadcast live from our Laughlin Mall. And we're having a good time over here today. We just had another guest step in and say, I'm supposed to be on today. And I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll squeeze you in. And Matt is so gracious, and we're gonna make it work. A little bit of weather for you for our Colorado River Valley. We're going to get up to 100 today and tomorrow. 102, 102, 102, 102, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And no W. Yeah. So your trash can you won't have to chase, and that's nice. So it'll be a nice little warm 4, 5, 6 days here. Sports, boy, tonight's the night. The Phoenix Suns again. No, wait. Here we go. Oh, yeah. The Phoenix Suns again take on the Lakers at 7 o'clock. And immediately following that, we're going to drop into the Suns, Diamondback and the Giants game. That actually starts real close to the same time, but we're going to carry the Suns for you. And then we'll drop into the Diamondback game after. Tomorrow night, just the Diamondbacks and the Giants at 6:40. And then Thursday night, the Lakers and the Suns again at 7. And once again, we'll drop into the Diamondbacks, but they'll be playing St. Louis Cardinals. A little bit of COVID information for you this morning. State announced 500 cases and 14 deaths. So we're not back up in the 600 or 800 numbers or 700 numbers. So we're still doing not too bad. And love my text messages that I get from people when I'm doing the show. Now, our sponsors. We got a whole bunch of them, you know. Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric. They're at my house right now. They're doing some cool things for me. Legacy Rehab and Care, Arizona Comfort Solutions, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ETCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, and he's going to be in next, well, soon. And then Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Of course, the locals and visitors take their pets there, not for a day or a week or longer. You can take it there as long as you want. And dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, plus pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 to make a reservation for your pet. Don't let your pet hear you because they'll be going, let's go now. Mojave Mortgage, yes, he's the guy with all the money in Mojave County. I mean, even our new county manager wants to go to lunch with him. You know, so what do you tell him? Yeah, how much money can the county borrow? You know, I don't think they need any, but you know, they can still just ask. But you can ask too if you want a vacation home in the Wallapies. You know, you could probably have it by this summer and sit up there on the porch and be nice and cool. Or you can add on to your home or refi. That's the big thing because people can even save, you know, $500, $600, $800, $900 a year. Just by refining your house. If you can use an extra $900, then call. Chad Hansen, he's the guy. 288-2691. Give him a call. We're also brought to you by, starting Monday, Laughlin Ranch Club. And Barron Services. And speaking of Barron's, Matt's in the studio. Hi, Matt.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. You look like you're ready to go play golf today. You got your little cap on.
You know, sometimes I got to put a hat on. I just get lazy in the morning. I got all this flowing hair I got to take care of,
tell
right?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, there's a ton of it up there.
I
so.
Every time I go to the barber, I go, hey, thin this, would you, please? Jeepers. I know. I wash it in the morning. It takes like an hour to dry.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I got a ton up there as well.
How's the world at Barron's?
Barron's good. Yeah, Barron's really good. You know, it's start of our season, and This is when things kick in, so we're excited for all the bugs that are going to start popping out.
You're excited for bugs?
Totally excited. You know, why wouldn't we be?
Yeah, that's your business.
It is. That's correct. You know, we didn't have a ton of rain this year, so it's been a weird spring, early summer. No complaints. They'll come out when they come out, right? They always do. Yep. So it's a given, right? But, yeah, things are good.
And I saw one of your sleek little vehicles on the parkway today.
Yeah, we just rolled out three more. So we had Larry, if everybody knows LJ, but we had LJ in our first little mini one several months ago, and then we just rolled out three more this week.
Good.
So July we'll roll out three more again, and eventually you'll see a bunch of those little little guys everywhere.
And you didn't do there's a company in California that has some kind of a bug on the top of it.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Did you guys kick that idea around?
No, you know, back in the day there was a thought about like maybe like a crown on top of one of the one of the vehicles because of the Baron crown. But yeah, that's a little overboard, in my opinion, a little overboard. I mean, even just the wrapping of the vehicles like we've done now took us a very long time to be like, okay, this is okay. Because we've always been pretty simple, you know, just kind of letter them and keep them clean. And that was always my dad's thing. But times change. So
when your dad saw the first one wrapped, what did he say?
You know what? I thought he might, you know, kind of just, you know, skip a heartbeat just for a little bit. But he loved them. He thought they looked great. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
You know, he's, you know, most of the time when we make changes at Baron, he's pretty positive about those changes.
Good.
You know, of course, you know, I'm just so wonderful that I don't usually make any mistakes, right? So my parents always think
I'm wearing tennis shoes today. I should have brought my boots. Yeah.
They're very supportive. They've been supportive since day one, and in all my goods and bads and mistakes and good stuff.
Can you run stuff by them once in a while before you make the change?
Back in the day, I did a little bit more. I haven't done a ton of that over the last, you know, three or four years maybe. But
you're comfortable where you're at.
Yeah, I think so. And more importantly, he's comfortable. So
good.
I think when the transition happened many years ago, and this is, you know, 7 years
ago. Sure.
But obviously, there's mutual respect that you make sure things are good both ways. And but I think we're beyond that.
Does
over the
last
3 or 4 years.
Does he pop in at all?
He comes in every now and then just to kind of say hi and check on everybody and see everyone. And I'm not, you know, I have a hard time finding time to do all the things that I need to do between work and family. And so I think they're good about making sure that we see each other too. I'm not real good about that. And they are. So we just had dinner together this weekend, and that was really nice. And
good.
So yeah, they're still a huge part of
it. I haven't talked to Kelly Burgess for a while, but I mean, he was telling me at one point in time, his dad still came in and took inventory. and Rod, I don't know, Rod's up there. And Rod was never a small guy to begin with.
Right.
So walking around out there on the floor taking inventory at Superior Tires.
Well, you know what? He built it. He and my mom built it. So for as long as he wanted to be a part of it, whatever part that was, then that's the respect you have to show to someone who you know, said, here, I've built this, I've created this, and here. And not that we're not, you know, paying him for the sale of the business.
Sure.
Because that's the way the world works. But out of respect for whoever that person is,
exactly.
Do those things. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you're in the Sunrise Rotary, and you guys are getting ready to do a Back the Blue.
Yeah, we've got our second annual. So every year, you know, Bullhead has theirs, and we like to make sure something travels through Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, and Needles. So we'll be on June 19th starting, it looks like, our offices, and we'll be working our way down in through Needles and back up again, and we're looking forward to it. We had a great turnout last year.
Good.
And I think we had 60 or 70 vehicles last year, which was not bad for the first time. Mm-hmm. We had a great support going through Needles. Boy, that sheriff's department they were great. So, yeah, June 19th, we're looking forward to that.
Good. And our sheriff is behind it.
He's aware of it.
He's aware of it?
Yeah, he's aware of it. He's aware of it.
Someone texted Doug and said, hey, we're doing this.
Yeah, I don't. I stay out of that side of it. I'm more of the, if you need help with something, let me know and push it out there. But, yeah, they've had those communications.
Who's taking care of the heavy lifting and communicating with all the law enforcement?
So we've got a committee within the group, within our Rotary group. There's a committee of about three or four that are really taking care of that, and they've taken the bull by the horns. Last year it was kind of Mehdi who just said, hey, we're doing this, and we all threw it together. This year we actually have a straight committee. They've been meeting and communicating, and we've got some good people.
Are they all working under Mehdi?
Mehdi's not really much a part of it. He'll get involved like any good Rotarian, but he's not on that committee. So
he's busy building homes.
He's busy doing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Wow. For sure.
I know. It's going.
Yeah.
You do a lot of work with him?
We do. We do a fair amount of work with him. He's been kind enough to give us the opportunity with his customers, and then obviously it's in our responsibility to make sure we represent him,
right,
and in a good light. And I think we've done that, and we do a lot of things together in the community. So as long as we're doing our job at Barron, then I hope that communication or that relationship stays there.
How's our friend Chaz?
You know what? I haven't talked to him.
Oh, okay.
I haven't talked to him a whole bunch ever since he's had some medical stuff.
I know he's in Lake Havasu City right now.
Yeah.
Going through physical therapy.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him lately.
You know, one of the things that I'm not great about is when work's over, I'm at home with my family, and I don't get to do a lot of the evening stuff and hear a lot of the know what's it being.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I'm in a different situation. I've got younger kids,
right,
and family comes first. So
yeah.
When work's done.
And, you know, it's hard for a lot of family people to do what you do, to be in Rotary and be in Matadors and do these things and still run a business and still have a family.
There's a balance. Right?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
There's a balance. And each one of those things has an equal importance to it.
Right.
But family comes first.
Right.
And then obviously the business and then my civic involvement is right there as well. But it all ties in together, especially with young kids. You want your kids to see, hey, you just don't go to work 9 to 5 and
right,
go home. You get involved in your community and you take part in growing.
And like you'll do Back to Blue with all the kids in the car and
I would love to. That's the plan. Last year it was just my wife and I. The kids were out doing stuff, and so my wife and I led the thing last year. This year I don't think we'll be leading it, but we love being a part of that.
Barron's will be out there.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We will.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
All right, and that's the 19th, and where's it going to start, do you know?
It's going to start most likely at my offices at 5025 South Lakewood Road. We're going to head down the newly paved Lakewood Road and then get onto the highway.
Oh, they paved it?
Yeah, they did. The whole section down there. So,
wow.
And then we'll get on the highway and work our way down. We tried to start at the Smiths or the Safeway area, but a little bit more difficult communication with the lights and the parking.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like we're going to be starting at my office and work our way down through the valley and through Needles and back.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have Mee Jung on this week. She's going to talk
about
excellent. It too.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'm sure she will. She's great.
She just came up to me the other night at the ribbon cutting at ProFit and said, I need on the show next week.
Right.
Okay.
She's great about that stuff. So talk about being involved in the community. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did they pave your road?
Oh, just a couple months ago. It's only been I think they did both Lakewood and Huntington, which I think is behind, all the way from Corona, where our office is, all the way south to whatever the last furthest southern road is. But yeah, it's nice.
And that's the county doing that.
Yeah, it's the county doing that.
Cool.
And it's been nice for us for sure. Keep some of that dirt down.
Good. Okay, you gave the address for the business. What's the phone number?
Yeah, 758-5499, and the website is barronservices.us. And you can do anything from call, go on the online, shoot me an email, a text. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. So, give us a shout if you need anything.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
What kind of bugs are we expecting this summer?
Same ones, I'm guessing. Scorpions and sun spiders and, the ants and crickets and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited about it. It's sick, right? I shouldn't be excited about it, right? Everybody's like, what is he talking about?
Well, it is your business.
It is our business.
There
it is
go.
one of them.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate you.
All right, you got it.
All right, we'll be right back after this, and we're going to talk about Veterans in Motion. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And each and every day, we're brought to you by the Laughlin Ranch Club, starting on Monday. TWN Communications, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. And, of course, transmission services start at $99 for most vehicle. And then, you know, you change your oil regularly, but when's the last time you thought about having somebody look at your transmission to make sure it's working good? Check them out. And speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning service now before it's 118 degrees, which probably is only going to be a couple weeks. Air conditioning is $19.99 plus Freon. So that's a good deal. Call 444-1244. Make an appointment for your vehicle for the transmission or the Freon or, you know, oil change or whatever your problem might be. If you have a problem with a car, call them up. They'll take good care of you. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. They're on the hill right behind on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find it difficult to do those daily chores as they get older. Well, assisting those in need 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. And they can do meal prep, they can do light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, pet care, personal care. So call Wings of an Angel. They serve Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. Then they go the other way to Golden Shores or Golden Valley and Kingman. And they do everything except medical, okay? But they do the things that are important for a senior. Call 404-2840. Farm Bureau Financial Services, how often do you think I'm paying too much for my insurance? Like every day? Yeah. Well, then you pick up the phone and you call them and you go in and you sit down with your policies and say, here's what I'm paying for life insurance, here's what I'm paying for auto, and here's my home insurance. And if you have a business, here's my commercial. And see if they can put some of those together for you. Maybe you're paying too much because you got more insurance than what you need. Let them take a look. Greg or Stephanie or David can do it. So call them up, 763-8464. Make your appointment and save money. It's that simple. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, they're serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin walk-in here in the mall. Then they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. And so you can go to the doctor and get lunch. Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. The Imaging Center at Hancock and Train. Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, WarmC has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. Call 763-2273. If you don't feel well, Claudia will get you somebody that can help you. We're also brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Legacy Rehab and Care, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. And now in the studio for the first time, Bob Horn with Veterans in Motion. How are you, Bob?
Just great.
Good. What is Veterans in Motion? Veterans Emotion is a program where we are providing therapy for veterans, all veterans, especially those with post-traumatic stress disorder, having speech problems, in a wheelchair, with an artificial leg. And the program has starting at Suddenlink. Will be starting on June 7th, but we want the veterans in a little early for orientation.
Okay.
But typically on Monday, we'll have two classes in ballroom dancing.
Oh.
They'll be able to bring their wives or girlfriends. We'll have...
One at a time. They'll bring them both at the same time.
One at a time, yeah. And also, we'll have single ladies there if the veterans are single.
Oh, okay.
It's a total... All this is totally free for the veterans. Then on Tuesday, we'll be having ukulele voice lessons there at Suddenlink, giving them a free uke and teaching them how to play the uke, hum and sing songs, and get their voices back. Some have lost their voices in service. And this works. I've worked with stroke recovery victims, and it helps them too.
Good.
On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, this is Mayor Brady's big thing. He says, I'm 1,000% behind you. We'll be forming Bullhead City's first veterans band.
Wow.
And on Wednesday, all this is 20 weeks. On Wednesday, if you want to come and learn how to play in the brass section, we'll give you free instruments, free instruction. And on Thursday will be woodwinds. Friday will be rhythm. And all of them get their free instruments. Our objective is to be able to, on November 11th, Veterans Day, the mayor's going to give us a 40-foot flatbed, and we'll put the veterans up there, and they'll be performing for everybody.
Great.
We have some challenges up front. We need more instruments real quickly. We have instruments for a 21-piece band.
Okay.
Except for we need a baritone sax. We need four trombones. We need a drum set. We've got all the rest other than those three things. If somebody would like to donate money, that would always help us up front because we want to make this a totally free program for vets.
Okay.
The first phase of the program will end in 20 weeks. And then we will not leave the vets. We'll be taking... Don Laughlin, I think, is going to soon open up for Sunday tea dances so the dancers can go there.
Okay.
And in the gymnasium where we're going to rehearse at Suddenlink, we'll probably have Saturday night dances a couple times a month. For the ukulele players, we're going to put them together with Hawaiians that live here, and maybe they can go out and entertain people.
Wow.
You know,
parties.
And, of course, the veterans band can break into smaller units, like a little six-piece orchestra, and be available to go out and entertain and have fun. Music opens up both sides of the brain. In Boston, the Brain Institute has endorsed us, said that, yes, music, you can give people heart, you can give confidence and social skills, and do it.
So do you know somebody who's doing this in other towns?
This is the first. I think it'll probably eventually go nationwide. The reason I say that is I've had conversations with the former vice president's wife. I can't remember her name right now. But she has a nonprofit for people teaching them art, how to paint and how to draw and sculpture and all that.
Okay.
And she said... our program would dovetail in because ours is music and motion therapy. So once we get going and people know it's here, well, we want to take it nationwide. The last thing, and I won't, is on May 29th of this year, we will be at Ken
Fogard
Park.
Fogard.
Come and bring your family and kids. You can sit on the grass. We'll have that 40-foot truck. We'll have a three-piece band up there performing from 11 to 2. We'll have
different games the kids can play for and adults. We'll have a drawing for the additional seed money we need.
Okay.
And just good time had by all.
Well, great. That's this Saturday, right?
That's this Saturday, uh-huh.
Yeah, at Ken Folvarg Park, when we're on Train Road, and that starts at what time?
11 to 2.
Okay.
And if anybody would like to get in touch with me to volunteer, to provide instruments or money or whatever, my name is Bob, B-O-B-H-O-R-N.
Right.
My email is Bob, B-O-B-L-H-O-R-N, at gmail.com.
That's okay.
B-O-B-L-H-O-R-N at gmail.com. And my phone number, I'm on 24/7. It's 760-413-3593. 760-413-3593.
Okay, and I have that information here. If you're driving or something and you didn't get it, you can give me a call later, and I have it for you. Bob, thank you so much. We look forward to, you know, at 6 to 8 months, I want you to call me and say, I'm bringing the band in.
Yeah, this is so good for the veterans. The, you know, they have therapy now of pumping iron, lifting weights and whatever, but it doesn't help them with the reconnecting
the
social skills.
Right.
Where dancing and singing and playing instruments, man, they have a great time.
Good. Well, I'm excited for you. And there's a stage right behind the mall, right behind where I'm sitting over there, on the other side of that little wall,
yeah,
on the escalators.
Right.
There's a stage right there, so you'll be able to bring your band over here and play.
Why, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
And if you know any vets who would like to sign up, give them a copy of one of those forms.
I will. There. Well, Brady's a vet.
Oh, yeah. He's,
yeah.
Initially, I was talking to him and his wife about the dancing, and I don't think he'll mind saying this. He says, I got two left feet. And I said, with all you men with left feet, I have two questions. One is, do you know your left foot? And point to it. And can you count to eight? I'll make you into Fred and Ginger Rogers.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a break, and Jeremy's coming in from TWN right after this. Stick around.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a smokehouse Philly, the keto cheeseburger, smokehouse turkey burger, portobello chicken sandwich, impossible vegan burger, a Cajun bowl, blue burger bowl, steak fajita bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric. 928-718-9444.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barber shop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Get your free COVID vaccination at the Blue Water Resort and Casino Wednesday, June 9th from 9 a.m. to noon. Free Pfizer vaccinations will be given to everyone 12 and older in the Mojave Meeting Room. Ages 12 to 17 must be accompanied by an adult. First come, first vaccinated. Free snacks for kids, free gifts for adults. Questions? Call 928-669-3142.
Blue Water Resort.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Rizistar Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Pro Fit Kitchen. It's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, healthy dinners, and you'll find that they're filling and they're tasty. And they're good for you. How cool is that? And then ask about the Nitro Coffees, the organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's kitchen, KITCHIN.com. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Oh, you know, it's going to get warm this weekend. Is your home going to be cool? How about your office? If not, call 758-2400. Servicing Bullhead City, Laughlin, Bullhead City, Kingman, and California, Arizona Comfort Solutions, they can send out their guys, take care of your thermostat, your air conditioning, or your swamp cooler, whatever it might be not functioning properly for you. Call 758-2400. They're there to take care of it. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, now, you know, they're a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they continue to sanitize the building constantly, and then they're testing everybody in the building once a week for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404. And we're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron Services, and TWN Communications. And in the studio now from TWN is Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
How are you doing, Larry?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You got one in your headset. You got to turn around. Now you can hear both of
you. Oh, wow. Now I can hear.
So how's TWN? I mean, you're cranking and rolling every day, huh?
We sure are. We're real busy out there.
Are you pulling your hair out? Because you don't have a whole lot there.
I don't have a lot left, do I?
How many crews do you have out there right now?
We got about 8 crews going, but within those crews, they have probably 2 or 3 crews as well. So
wow.
At any time, we rotate anywhere between 10 to 12 crews at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, well, then it's only going to increase as we keep going.
Yeah. And then you're doing underground and above ground right now.
Yes, sir.
So you're putting in the orange tubing that we see underground.
Yep, that's right.
And then up on the poles.
Yep.
And good thing you're partners with MEC because you can go on the poles, right?
That's right.
Yeah, because otherwise you have to partner with them.
Yep.
Otherwise you can't get to their poles.
Well, yeah, not without a lengthy process. That's exactly
yeah.
Right. Yep.
So how many feet do we have up and in the ground now?
Well, so right now, Larry, we have about on the T4 background, we have our total amount is about 420,000 feet that we need to do. We got about 163,000 feet that's installed currently.
Okay.
We're working. We've broken down the project into what we call ODNs, which are our areas. One of the areas that we are working in is the Big Bend area. We have about 208,000 feet that we need to install in that area alone. And that is aerial and underground. Currently, right now, we have, like you said, the orange conduit you see. We have about 27,000 feet of that stuff in the ground waiting on the fiber to come.
Goes inside of it.
It goes inside of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't cut our fiber unless it's per our design. So that's why we want to get the conduit installed, the aerial ran, and then we install inside the conduit.
Now, like some places in town, we see the orange pipe sticking up out of the ground, yep. Like 6 or 7 feet.
Yes.
And then it's just there.
Right. Well, what we're doing is we're waiting for the next crew to come by with what we call vaults, which are storage boxes that we'll install in the ground, and then they will house that conduit.
You must be friends with Mojave Mortgage because he's got that big vault, you know, underneath his desk. It's the size of Dot Foods.
Well, hopefully it does the same thing eventually.
Brings money to TWN.
Right.
There
exactly.
You go. Yeah.
So again, we got about, right now we currently have about 45,000 feet of fiber installed, both aerial and underground in the Big Bend area.
Okay, good.
So, and then the Silver Creek area, we have about 462,000 feet that needs to be installed in your area. And we just got started. We had about 1,000 feet of conduit put in. I think you probably saw that along Silver Creek Road.
And they told my wife that they were going to put a new pole in my backyard. Is that you guys or is that MEC?
That's a partnership with MEC. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
So they
and you're lucky because the lot behind me I own and it's empty.
Oh, that's good.
Because you can get right up to the pole.
Yeah, that's good for those crews.
Yeah.
Now, here's some numbers that are really going to amaze you. We have what we call drops, and that comes from basically your pole to your house or from the pedestal to your house. And we have about 2.6 million feet to put in the air and the ground.
Wow.
So, and that's just in Big Bend.
And that's just the pole to the house.
Yeah, pulled to the house or from your pedestal underground to your house.
Right.
So those are some big numbers.
And that's a different crew.
Different crew.
When do those crews show up?
Actually, our underground drop crews have shown up this week, and they will be getting started. If not this week, probably for sure next week. And we're starting right over there at the Chaparral golf course area.
Okay. So, you know, and I know this wasn't pre-planned, or at least I keep hearing that it wasn't. You know, the mayor lives in Palo Verde Meadows.
I have no idea where he lives.
And that's the first area that gets turned on. When do you see that, flipping that switch and turning on all those people?
We are looking at turning on our first customer right on or around June 30th.
Wow.
Yeah.
A month away.
Yeah, a month away. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Now, I went to the city's budget meeting last night, and the city was saying that they have to prepare for high-speed internet, that their system wasn't ready for that. So they're in the process of doing that. Their IT guy was up there doing his presentation during the budget, and part of it was prepping for high-speed.
Right.
Are all of our homes able to take high-speed?
Yes, because we're going to provide you what you call a true fiber drop, and that's going to come from the NID that's going to be placed on the outside of the home, and that's a true fiber inside the home where we'll place a modem or a wireless modem. So it's basically all-in-one equipment, and it'll handle whatever you need to do inside your home.
Oh, okay. So you're not touching our wires. You're just putting a modem in.
Yes, exactly.
And that modem is going to cover the whole house?
It should, yeah. If you happen to have a larger home, say, you know, you have a 6,000 or 10,000 square foot home, you may have to buy an extender, or not buy, but we have them available to where you can extend the Wi-Fi throughout the rest of your home.
Oh, okay. Because I have to currently do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. I don't know how big your home is. Well, you're probably a 10,000 square foot home,
aren't you, Larry? Yeah, that's my home, yeah. No, I'm probably maybe 2,000 feet by now.
You shouldn't have to worry about it at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That'll be cool.
Yep.
So now, at one point in time, we had a company here that would let you name your router. You could name the router, and people were saying, yeah, my router is, you know, CIA 160 or something, and so people would drive by and they'd see it, oh, CIA's in this town, you know.
Yeah.
Are you gonna, will people name their routers, or is that your guys?
You know, that's in the IT technical world, but I could, you know, just from my past experience, that's probably not a hard thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's probably fairly easy.
For those that want to name it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's fine-tuned for us, you know. All the people that come over to my house and go, what's your Wi-Fi password? What's yours, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you go to your search mode in your phone, and there's like 10 of them there.
Well, the beauty of that is, speaking of that, we're going to have a feature that where we're going to be able to up your bandwidth and lower your bandwidth at your request. So, where we will be developing an app on your phone that you'll be able to go into your app, and let's say you're going to have a big party and everybody's going to be, like, say you're going to do a draft for the football. You can up your bandwidth just for your draft. And
wow.
So you can have enough bandwidth for everybody in your home that's there that day, and then as they leave, you can bring it back down. And you're
How
only
cool
gonna be charged,
is that?
And you're only going to be charged for what you used for that day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's going to be neat.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be neat.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So the mayor could be connected in 4 weeks.
He could be. I don't know where he lives, so I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Jeremy's been in this town for a long time. He knows exactly where he lives. Jeremy was the one that told the people in where's your main company at, Florida?
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who called Florida and said, look, here's where you want to start. You know, let's get on the mayor's good side. So, but I know everybody that I talk to is so excited.
Yeah, everybody.
You know,
is, yeah.
Everybody wants TWN in their backyard, in their front yard, in their house, and especially the gamers of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have the speeds that the gamers want.
Exactly.
Right?
We have the what you call the upload speed that they're looking for.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and the thing with your speeds is once you're connected, they don't change.
No, they don't change. They stay symmetrical. So they're dedicated. Megabyte to your home or a gigabyte, whatever you choose to purchase. But yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. And I keep telling people in your promo when I read it, you know, if you go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, then they can just fill out the information.
Yes.
And then they'll get emails when they're going to get connected, when you're going to be in their yard.
Well, and more importantly, too, Larry, is when we're looking at moving into other areas, that is definitely data that we look at. as far as who's interested and where's the most populated areas that's interested in our service. And those are focused areas. So.
Yeah, because TWN wants to make money on this project at some point in time.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Right now, they're just all putting out money, huh?
Right, yeah.
Until they turn on that first switch, they don't get a dime.
No, we probably won't get it. We won't probably see a return on our investment for many years on this project.
But they know that going in.
They knew that going in, yeah.
And they're doing their towns, too?
We sure are. Yeah, we have a big project just like this one going on in Indiana.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah. And they're a little further along than I am, but yeah.
Well, because they hired you late, that's why. They hired you
six
months ago. You would have been done by now.
Yeah. Now they started a lot earlier than we did here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, and eventually you're going to have your own storefront?
We will. We are. We're going to have our own storefront area where people can come in. They can exchange equipment. They can pay their bill. They can get answer questions. So we're going to have the whole gamut.
Good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and that's coming. Hopefully the next time I come on the radio, I'll be able to tell you where that's going to be.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So
cool. Someone's out looking right now, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And unfortunately, we don't want to put out the wrong message and have somebody show up and us not be open, that kind of thing. So
wait till you're open
first.
Yeah,
wait till we're open.
Cool.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. And you want to give some things away today.
I do. I got some things here. I've got a Fire Stick 4K that I like to give away.
Ooh.
And I also have a Fire 7 16GB with Alexa tablet that I'd like to give away.
Alexa tablet. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'd like to kind of express why TWN partners with cooperatives. Some of the biggest reasons we partner with them is because of the superior customer service they offer their members, as well as the pride they take in their work. Us as a company looked at everybody out that's wanting us to partner with them, and we pick cooperatives for that very reason.
Well, and like you just said, customer service. When you start teaming up with MEC, the first thing they did was come up with a liaison for the public.
Right.
And so they took Regina out of the field and brought her in the office and said, you're the one that all the public's going to talk to.
Right.
And MEC when they want to know about TWN.
Exactly.
Who does that?
I don't know.
They're very
strong member oriented for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, and I've been to the meetings, when they give stuff away and just the way they talk to you, it's ours,
Right.
We're members of MEC. We're paying ourselves and everything.
Yep.
And that's why they don't have to make a profit at the end of the year because there's no board to answer to and say, oh, we made $1 million this year.
Right.
They don't have to make that.
Right.
They put that back in the service.
Exactly. They're what you call that, nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Who would think that an electric company would be nonprofit?
I think it's a great thing.
All right. Let us take a break. And when we come back, Jeremy is going to ask three questions. Now, the one that I don't know is, what's TWN stand for?
It stands for Trans World Network.
Trans World Network.
Yep.
Okay. All right, stick around if you want to win some of these prizes. We're going to ask three questions, and then you have to call in to win, okay? 702-298-1063. We'll be right back. Get your fingers ready to dial if you want to win a nice prize, but you got to know the answers. Stick around.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things: bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel in-home care, 928-404-2480.
The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center. The place Price for value and style.
Memorial Day is one of the biggest celebrations of the year, and the Laughlin Outlet Center will be bursting with sales. Check out the Watchman, Boys and Girls Club, and the New Island Style Kitchen specializing in Hawaiian food. We will soon celebrate June 1st when Nevada will be 100% open for business. Saxophone entertainment on the weekends at the Laughlin Outlet Center in the food court.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Our American World War II generation has come to be known as our greatest generation. Why is that? Please join me here on this station for my special Memorial Day tribute program, The Greatest Generation, and hear for yourself. It's my all-new Memorial Day tribute program.
Brought to you in part by At the Cup and Harrington Accounting and Tax on 106.3 The Voice of the Free, Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m.
Hey, don't forget, Paul Lavoie's up next after the news. Speak out from Lake Havasu City, and he's got the Lake Havasu City Mayor, Cal Sheehy, on today, and David Lane, who's a city council member. The two of them will be in there for an hour. If you want to call in Lake Havasu City, it's 854-5687, and they'll take calls, too, during the show. Our show, Speak Out 2.0, is brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Fiber-based internet is coming. Yes, MEC is partnering with TWN to bring us the fiber-based internet to our home. Ah, fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds and keeps your home and your business connected. And there's already 163,000 feet already in the ground. If you need help, call MEC at 763-1100, ask for Regina, or go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband and sign up today. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, oh, and then we have a studio downstairs, too. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons. I don't know why you need a Pendleton right now. Shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, watches, art, and a thrift store. Out on the front of the mall, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. Also brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Yeah, the electricians are all over Mojave County every day. They just finished up at my house. Three little projects for them today. They were done in about 2 hours. I love it. Yes, residential issues, they can take care of them. Commercial issues, new construction, and high-line power. All you need to remember is Walker Service Electric. And they're available 24/7 for those emergencies that might happen. Put the number in your cell phone, 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and TWN Communications. And when do you want to take calls?
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. We got 6 minutes left. Okay, 702-298-1063 if you want to win a prize, a Fire Stick or a tablet. Whoa, man. Come on, 702-298-1063. Call us now, and you could win a Fire Stick, which you can connect to any internet, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you can connect that to any cable system or any internet, and boom, you get TV. And tablet, everyone likes tablets. So 702-298-1063, you don't have to live in Bullhead City. You can live anywhere in Mojave County. We'll find a way to get this to you. Give us a holler. Now, see, our phone does work. 702-298-1063. Call up. You might want to win something. Really? Nobody? Wow. Nobody wants to win a Fire Stick or a tablet?
Take them home.
Not even try? Wow. Ah.
There we go.
Hey, we have a winner. We have a player. Hi, who's on the phone?
Brian.
Hi, Brian. Okay, first question. All right. You get to answer three questions. Well, two out of three.
Just answer one.
Oh, just answer one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, So, Brian, where do you go to pre-register for TWN service?
TWN?
Yeah, where do you register for TWN service? We talk
what
about
does TWN mean? Can you tell me?
That was one of the questions.
No. When you register for TWN, where do you go?
It's a website.
It's at MEC.
MEC?
You got to give us a little bit more than that.
Mojave, or let's see, MEC is the power company.
Right.
Oh, down off of Hancock?
Okay. Brian, stick around. Hold on.
Okay.
Caller,
Brian,
are you there?
Stick around. Hold on.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Caller, are you there? Hold on.
Yes.
Have it on the radio.
Hello? I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Brian?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, caller.
Okay, Brian?
We have another caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Okay, Brian, do we have another caller?
I can hear myself.
Okay, hello?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, turn your radio down, please.
Hello, can you hear me? Are you there?
Turn your radio down.
Okay, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, I did.
Okay. And who do we have?
This is Frank.
Hey, Frank. We got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, Frank, where do you go to register for the TWN Mojave Electric broadband service?
At the Mojave Electric website.
Close enough.
Okay. All right, Frank?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We're going to make you a winner. I'm going to come back and talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. Okay, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops. Why is he over there?
Okay,
Brian.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Brian, we got another question for you. Are we ready?
Go ahead. I wasn't listening to the show. I just tuned you in, but go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Listen, here's a question.
Okay, what does TWN stand for?
The Weather Channel?
Sorry.
Good guess, but that's not right.
Oh.
Okay, Brian, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right, so we have Frank, call back. I just realized he's gone. We have one more prize left, and we'll take one more caller. We got about 90 seconds, 702-298-1063. If you want to win a prize from TWN, give us a call right now, 702-298-1063. Frank won, and then... I don't know if Frank hung up or if I disconnected him. Speak out.
Hi, I was calling in for your contest.
Okay. Hold on.
I'll give it my best shot.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello.
Where do you go to pre-register for TWN MEC?
Mojave Cooperative Electric.
Okay,
close
very
enough.
Good. What's your name?
Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is this Frank? Hello?
No.
Hello? Do you have
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What's your name?
Jack.
Okay, Jack. We have all our prizes are gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Transworld Network.
Yes, you're right, but our prizes are gone. So thank you for calling. Okay. So Frank and Sabrina.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.